It's Monday, September 20th, AD 2021. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On September 7th, a mob of radical Hindu nationalists attacked Pastor Raju Manji and the 25 Christians who gathered for prayers. He was arrested on false accusations of forced conversion in India's Uttar Pradesh state, reports International Christian Concern. Since late June, he is one of 71 pastors and other believers who have been arrested. His wife, Nuri Manji, said, quote, "I was broken when I received the phone call that let me know my husband was in jail," end quote. Pastor Manji leads 8 to 10 congregations in different villages. His wife said, quote, "I have seen God working in the lives of people, and people testify that they have been healed through prayers," end quote. Despite the fact that Irish President Michael Higgins has signed 2 abortion bills, laws allowing homosexual faux marriage, and easier access to divorce, Pope Francis said Friday at the Vatican that he thanks God, quote, "that Ireland has such a wise man as its head of state," end quote, reports LifeSiteNews.com. Ireland's Catholic Association Chairman Brian Flanagan said that the most disappointing aspect of the meeting was the Pope's apparent unwillingness to call the Irish leader to repentance. He was horrified that the, quote, "Pope could have attributed wisdom to one of the principal pro-abortion politicians in Irish history," end quote. The Pope and President Higgins alike would be well advised to meditate upon the truth of Proverbs 1, verse 7. "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction." Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin admitted that the United States military may have killed up to 10 civilians, including 7 children, in a drone strike in Kabul, Afghanistan on August 29th that was intended to kill an Islamic attacker, reports Breitbart.com. In a statement, Austin said, quote, "The investigation concluded that the strike, conducted to prevent what was believed to be an imminent threat to Karzai International Airport, resulted in the deaths of as many as 10 people, including up to 7 children. On behalf of the men and women of the Department of Defense, I offer my deepest condolences to surviving family members of those who were killed, including Mr. Ahmadi, and to the staff of Nutrition and Education International, Mr. Ahmadi's employer. We apologize, and we will endeavor to learn from this horrible mistake," end quote. The strike is another black eye for the Biden administration, which conducted a chaotic evacuation mission that saw more than 100,000 people flood an airport in Kabul in a desperate attempt to flee the country, after the Taliban took over much sooner than the administration expected after its withdrawal of all U.S. troops. Last Tuesday, Secretary of State Antony Blinken testified about the Afghanistan withdrawal in front of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Republican Senator Ted Cruz of Texas pointed to 4 key failures of the Biden administration.
There were 4 decisions this administration made that I think were utterly indefensible. Number 1, abandoning the Bagram airfield, giving it to the Taliban. That is a decision that 100 years from now will be studied at war colleges as a colossal strategic mistake, giving up 2 secure airfields, necessitating an evacuation from a dense urban environment, a commercial airport, which led tragically to the suicide bombings and murders that killed 13 American servicemen and women. Had we been evacuating from Bagram with a secure perimeter, the odds are quite high that attack either wouldn't have happened, or if it had happened, it would have been far less severe in its consequences. Secondly, the Biden administration giving the Taliban a list of Americans and of Afghans we wanted out. Third, the decision to leave Americans behind. Hundreds of Americans, perhaps more, perhaps thousands of green card holders, tens of thousands of Afghans who assisted the U.S. military. The Biden administration abandoned them and left them behind. And fourth, leaving billions of dollars of American military equipment that the Taliban will now use to threaten our lives. Earlier in this hearing, you said about that equipment, quote, "None of it poses a strategic threat to us or their neighbors. That does not pass the laugh test. When you're looking at the Taliban potentially having 64,000 machine guns, 33 Black Hawk helicopters, 16,000 night vision goggles, we will see American blood spilled because of these colossal mistakes.
And finally, when Amani Lamar, a 21-year-old Lincoln University student in Pennsylvania, told her health science professor, Dr. Akil Dix, that she had to miss class because she could not find a babysitter, he insisted that she come to class and bring her infant son, reports ABC6. After having taken a semester off to deliver him and walk him through being in the neonatal intensive care unit since her son Christopher was born prematurely, Lamar said the journey was hard.
It was really hard. Every day going to the hospital and not being able to help him.
As she was juggling motherhood and getting her degree, she explained to Dr. Dix that she would simply have to miss class. She told him,
I don't have nobody to watch my baby.
But Dr. Dix insisted that she come nonetheless and bring Christopher.
I'm not going to have one of my students miss class because they have no one to watch their child. That's just not an option for me. That's my character. You know, I don't mind helping my students wherever they need me.
So, when Lamar came to class with her infant son, Dr. Dix literally held Christopher throughout his lecture, freeing her up to take notes.
I never thought that it would ever come to that, and to have somebody who's there for me, who really cares and genuinely wants me to finish and finish strong, it meant a lot.
1 Thessalonians 5 verse 11 says, therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Monday, September 20th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.